Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Daniel!
Islam, how you doing, champ?
I'm good, this year.
But you want me to call you the best pom-pom fighter in the world?
Yeah.
Well, why? But here's the question, right? You fight Volkanovski. You guys are supposed to be fighting for the number one pom-pom. You win. He stays number one. And then John Jones come back. And now John Jones is number one. What is this?
This is bullshit. But how John Jones can be number one? He's beat, but some guy who is not champion, this guy don't have belt, and they put him number one pound for pound. This is bullshit.
Maybe because he beat him so fast.
Doesn't matter how he beat him.
Islam.
Brother, just UFC put him best pound for pound. But other people, other MMA, who know about MMA people, they know who is the best fighter in the world.
You pound for pound number one. Everybody get mad at me when I say this. They say I'm biased for you.
Don't call me lightweight champion. Call me pound for pound best fighter, okay?
That's something we're going to talk about a little bit later because there are things you can do to become the best pound for pound fighter. Hey, so in that fight with Volkanovski, champ, what surprised you? Like, how was he able to fight you so close? Were you surprised that he was able to fight you so close?
I'm not surprised. I know this is going to be like tough fight, no? Because Volkanovski is a real fighter. He never give up. He always fight crazy, you know? He can wrestle, he can grapple, he can strike, you know? That's why it's not easy fight. But for me, it's many things, you know, happen in Australia because so far from my country, that time in Australia, summertime, I'm coming from the winter, you know, like many things, but I don't want to talk about this, just I won, you know.
Did you ever get hurt? Like when you fell, were you hurt? Or like, was it just like, kind of like, you felt like you slipped or were you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt, you know. I know I won the minimum like three rounds.
Yes.
That's why I just, you know. I just waiting for decision because I know I won this fight.
You know, so all the boys are back at AKA. Habib's back. Habib is looking skinny, bro. Habib lost some real weight, like since I seen him last time. Habib looks real skinny. He looked real thin when he was back at AKA.
How much? 3 pounds? How much he was in AKA?
He looked like skinny guy. Habib looked like skinny guy. He training hard. Everybody in AKA, Habib, Abu Bakr, Umar, Tagir, but no Islam. Brother, where are you? Like, why were you not in AKA?
Brother, tell this Dana, give me fight. I'm coming.
But you going to come back to San Jose this time?
No. If I fight in Abu Dhabi? No.
It doesn't make sense, right?
You're not here. Habib not there. Nobody there, brother.
Who's not here? Me?
Yes.
You Cain Velasquez go every day, brother. Hey, you should see this one. Cain Velasquez and Habib train.
Brother, Cain
they go
Velasquez
crazy.
Can't fight again.
These guys go crazy with the guys fighting. Habib and Cain take one round.
Motivation. Give him some motivation. He's going to fight, I think.
Velasquez?
Yes.
This guy was the best, wasn't he? Wasn't he the best?
He's the best. He can beat someone and they're going to put him pound for pound best fight.
Okay, brother. Charles Oliveira fight, like that fight, was that what you expected when you won the championship? Like, is that kind of what you expected in the fight? Like, or was it harder? Was it easier? Because you took him down in the first round, but you weren't able to get as much damage off as you had been when you were on top.
So he's going to give up. If I give him some hard time, he always give up. And what I did, first round, he feel my power. I landed many good punch, and he understand this is going to be a long night for him, and he give up. Always what he did.
He didn't give up. The submission is pretty tight. Like, you've got me in this before. I remember one time you and I were training, and I kept trying to throw you off of me really easy, you know?
How this guy who have most finishes in the UFC top, but he go to go sleep.
No, it's a tight submission, bro. You've done that to me before. Nah, I didn't tap, but you've got me in this submission.
This guy is champion. He have to sleep.
So you champion. Think that if you don't go to sleep, then you're giving up?
I don't. Tomorrow, brother, he have a good fight. I just wish him good luck. We will see tomorrow.
So that's another thing. Like, when I was talking to him earlier in the week, and he said he just wasn't there. He said, like, in that fight, he wasn't there. It wasn't Charles Oliveira when you guys were inside the octagon.
Where he that time, in Brazil or where?
I don't know. I asked him. I said, can you tell me what was missing? And he said he just kind of wasn't there in the fight.
But if he won tomorrow, he have to say, Dana White, please give one more chance and I can beat him again.
You think it'll be a little tougher this time, Oliveira?
Brother, I think he don't want to fight with me because I give him always hard time. What he
just
can
the
do,
matchup, right?
What he can do. His grappling not working with me. I'm not scared his grappling. He know I can finish him again. He know I can knock him out. He know because this bad match for him.
This was like the biggest difference between you and the other guys. When you dropped him, you jumped on him on the ground. Everybody let him get up.
Yeah, everybody's scared of his grappling, but this is my area. I don't scare grappling. No one.
Champ, I watched you on the other day. We were on FaceTime and you were in a hotel. Beautiful gold seats. Like, how much has your life changed since you won the championship? Be honest. How much has life actually changed for you?
But not much change, you know. I make some money, but not like you. Not like, I don't sell like big pay-per-view.
But you sell pay-per-view, right? You guys have to have done okay. You and Volkanovski, you and Oliveira, two times now, this guy, you turned into the rich guy now.
With Oliveira, I don't have pay-per-view, brother.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
But wait, there was no champion. There was no champion. So you should have shared the pay-per-view.
It's okay, brother. Money is not important. I have money for my family, for my kids, for my brothers, and that's it.
Yeah.
If you have too much money, this is trouble.
Did you start looking like me and Habib?
Yes, I'm going to say like you and Habib. Make very, very good money and say people, money not important.
Islam. Tomorrow, Charles Oliveira takes on Benil Dariush. And all the talk of that fight is that the winner will get a chance to fight you. It kind of falls in line with Abu Dhabi, right? Benil Dariush said he feels that everything you do in the octagon, he does better. Right? So when you look at, what are you smiling for?
Brother. Okay, just ask him about wrestling.
No, I'm just asking you this. He says that he feels like everything you do inside the octagon.
But brother, you see, when somebody lying with you, brother, you have to stop these people. You know my wrestling. Tell them you're not better than me in wrestling. Maybe he can say I'm better than him in wrestling, in striking, grappling, but he cannot say I'm better than him in wrestling. If somebody lies, you have to stop and say, please stop, guys. In my show, you cannot lie.
Brother, it wasn't in my show. I saw this. He was in the meeting. He tell everybody.
But if he say to you, you can stop him?
I would stop him. I'd be like, well, Islam's a pretty good wrestler.
Yeah, you have to.
But when you look at Benil Dariush, like, what type of unique challenges would he present to you if he is to get past Charles Oliveira tomorrow night?
I hope he can beat Charles Oliveira because I want next Benil. Because I fight already with Oliveira. Again, fight with him, it's, you know, nothing, you know. But I want some new challenge, new opponent, you know. That's why I want to fight with Benil. I hope he beat Oliveira tomorrow.
Do you think that he beats Oliveira tomorrow? Who do you predict wins that fight?
Honestly,
tomorrow?
I think Benil can beat him.
You think so?
Yeah, I think.
Ali told me second round finish, Benil Dariush.
Ali, I know why he said
that. Because he's a fighter.
Because he's a fighter, of course, you have to say.
Ali said this, but you finish Oliveira in the second round. That would add to the intrigue because for my job, if you guys are matched up, y'all did it the same. I'm like, maybe this is the fight to challenge Islam. Today on the show, we did who are the three toughest challenges to Makhachev. I got Armand Sarukian. We saw you and him fight a very close fight when he made his UFC debut. I said,
very close. I beat him all three rounds.
I thought you won 29-28. In Russia.
No, 30-27.
All three rounds.
Yes.
You won all three rounds against Sarukian.
And please, you see, and people who can say this very close fight with Volkanovski, please tell these people, sit, relax, and fight, and watch this fight again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I say constantly, right? I say that the fight was a good fight, but I didn't think that you lost. I thought you won the fight. It was pretty clear to me that you had won the fight. But, you know, nobody has really seen you get tested.
100%. I beat him 3 rounds minimum there. He won just last minute and last in the last round, he won the last minute, you know, and that's it.
It was that visual, but nobody had seen you in any type of disadvantaged position, so it seemed that way. But so you think Dariush wins tomorrow, and you think that's who you fight in Abu Dhabi?
Yes, I hope.
You hope. But him saying that he is like everything, he can do everything better. You don't.
But you know, this Dariush, brother, we cannot sell pay-per-view, brother. This guy too much nice, brother. How we sell pay-per-view, I don't know.
So, with that being said, it leads me to my next question. For me,
everywhere with his daughter, with his family, smile everywhere.
You know? You don't think that's good?
It's good, but for the business, this is not good.
You want to sell pay-per-views? This dude's like, I want to sell pay-per-views.
No, I just want to make some interesting, you know, fight. Yeah. Not just about pay-per-view.
Like you and Oliveira.
I want to fight that people won't see this match, you know?
Yeah.
With like with Oliveira, like with Volkanovski.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at Reserve Bar. .com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.